Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Spatella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. We're continuing along with our health education series. In the past, we've talked about the last few podcasts. We've talked about the importance of cleansing and nutrition, the pH balance in the body, and also a little bit about vibrational healing. And in our last podcast episode, we got into antioxidants. And this is such an important area that we decided that in this particular episode we would continue on, but that we would not just talk about antioxidants in general, but we talk about a special subgroup of antioxidants that most people, I certainly myself before talking to you, Martin, had never heard of, which is called the ellagic acid antioxidants. So welcome, Martin, and glad to have you aboard for another exciting podcast.
Well, I hope I can provide exciting.
Well, I think having good health is very, very exciting.
And it's definitely important. And the ellagic acid is coming to us from ellagitannins, which are contained in seeds.
Okay, so they are something that all seeds have, or just this particular seed?
All seeds have it, and some have it in abundance.
Ah, and I see.
The greatest concentration of this stuff has been found in blueberries, strawberries, kiwis, and especially in raspberries, and specifically the meeker variety of raspberries, which is the most common red raspberry grown in both British Columbia and Washington, in the northwest end of the country.
Cool. So what you're saying is that we can do an awful lot of good just by eating berries.
Oh, absolutely. However, you need to understand, yes, these berries contain a lot of these good nutrients, but the ellagitannins that we're talking about today are in the seeds, and the seeds you would need to actually properly crush. You need to really chew your seeds, and I don't know that anybody's seeds, teeth, are really good enough to process these properly.
Well, the way most people, and I know I eat, and I try not to, is put it in, chomp three or four times, and swallow. And I know that I haven't crushed an awful lot of those seeds in my teeth, even if my teeth were good enough to crush them, because, like you say, it takes quite a bit of grinding to open them up.
That's right. So maybe you could be healthy, but you will wear off your teeth by the time you're 45.
So we'll have to figure a different way of getting it than just, don't stop eating berries, but rather than just doing them. So what do these, this subgroup of antioxidants do?
The important part is that they wake up the apoptosis, the apoptotic process in the body.
And what is that? I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, it's spelled APOPTOSIS, apoptosis. It's a Greek word, and it stands for cellular recycling, or cell death. Every cell in our body has a... they don't live forever. They cycle over all the time. I think, if my memory is correct, we have about 300 trillion cells in our body, and we turn over a trillion of them a day. I hope I haven't slipped a digit or three, but...
In other words, there's an awful lot.
Well, a big number, sort of like the numbers that the U.S. Congress is talking about.
Right. So what happens when these... and so this is a way which our cells know, okay, it's time to, disappear and let another cell take your place?
Exactly. The natural order of things is that if a cell is tired and worn out, it heeds the call, shuts down, and is recycled.
Mm.
And in its place, a new healthy cell is created by dividing a normal cell that's right next to it, to the spot that has been just vacated.
Okay.
In case of toxicity, whether it's an emotional injury or toxins from outside or something of that sort, energetic blockage and who knows what else will cause it, an abnormal cell will start growing. And abnormal, that could be, you know, abnormal skin growth, like the black spots that you start, or the dark spots that you start developing as you age on your skin, or I don't know what else. So on the internal side, typically cancer is the biggest threat we have.
Because one of the things about cancer is those cells don't know they're supposed to die, and they just keep multiplying.
Right, yeah. In case of cancer, the cells refuse to hear the call of the apoptosis system. They will just won't listen. They will keep on growing, multiplying, regardless of what the normal signaling system of the body is trying to say. And the ellagic tannins that provide you with the ellagic acid is a nutrient that's absolutely required for this signaling system to work correctly.
So one way of looking at it is it has the ability to inhibit mutations within a cell's DNA.
Precisely. Now you speak like a scientist.
I'm just checking my notes.
Right. So anyway, raspberries are one of the sources of the ellagic tannins that provide useful levels of these nutrients. You can get by using about 4 teaspoons of this powder a day to get a therapeutic dose that will make a meaningful contribution to your nutrients and change you. And I mean, I have had so many wonderful responses. Like, for instance, this by the way works for both people and other mammals. So I've had this one dog owner shared with me the information about Ellagiplex, which is a product that we have made using the raspberry seed and other things. And he's just well, anyway, he wrote this one. I wish I knew about this product a year ago. I lost one dog to breast cancer.
Wow.
When my other dog came down with breast cancer, I looked for a natural solution and I found you. The tumor was the size of an egg when we got the Ellagiplex. It took one bottle and the cancer is gone. G-O-N-E, gone.
Nice.
There is no tumor left and the dog is doing great. If you want to talk to me about this, call me at 504-464-4182, Robert. I mean, this guy is so impressed he put his phone number on it.
Right. That's amazing.
So
I hope he doesn't get thousands and thousands of phone calls once we post our podcast. But did your dog really?
Yes, his dog really. Yeah, he may need to get a new phone number, poor Robert. But yeah. I tell you, why do we share it? Well, that's because this system works so differently than what the mainstream medical practitioners would put forward.
Right.
They would try to cut out and burn out and rip out these abnormal cells. What we do is we come instead with these tools that say, wakey, wakey, you're not doing the right stuff. Why don't you just shut down and recycle? And the tumor disappears just like that. I mean, snap your fingers, disappears.
Wow.
And that's what he said. 1 month, right? It was the size of an egg. 1 month later, it was gone. And, I mean, I have many more stories like that, but I don't think I can talk about them.
Right. So, since we've been talking a little bit about cancer and the impact that these seeds can have on it, I think one thing that's important to note, too, is that cancer isn't like one disease, but it's sort of a general name for about 200 different types of malignancies or problems that people have.
That's right.
And oftentimes we classify them by the tissue type where they arise. For example, if we've got bone cancer, or we've got skin cancer, or lymph cancer in our lymph nodes, or leukemia,
right,
for example, which is blood cancer. So these are just ways that we label stuff.
Right. Well, I'll give you a metaphor from regular life. Imagine that you take 100 automobiles, and brand new ones, and you take them out into the field. And then you do not maintain them, and you know, don't change the oil, don't change the air filters, and you run them. And you run them hard. You take them to the desert and all other ugly places, and you just abuse the heck out of these vehicles. And then they will all start breaking down. Well, not all. Some of them break down sooner than others.
Right.
And then you haul it all into the yard, and then you start cataloging all the problems. It's going to be a head gasket in one, and a spark plug in another, and differential seal in another, and blown tires in another yet. You know, all these different ways how these cars failed to continue.
Right.
So that sort of is reminiscent of what you just gave me. You just mentioned that there's a lot of ways of cataloging the illness.
That's right.
Now, the issue is that you have run the vehicles abusively and that you have not maintained them properly.
Right.
And this is what I'm talking about. If you provide the right nutrients and if you remove the toxins, you will have a wonderfully functioning vehicle that will keep on going beyond the kind of limited expectation that you have put on these abused vehicles. So what is that, right? In case of cancer is body's reaction to a lack of oxygen in the tissue. I mean, this has been documented by a Nobel Prize winner, if I could just remember, Linus Pauling. He got his Nobel Prize in the 1960s for his research that showed that in order to create cancer, you must reduce the presence of oxygen in the tissue. And the reversal is true, too. If you introduce oxygen into the tissue, cancer cannot exist. It's sort of the same thing, like mushrooms will not grow in the light. They will only grow in the dark.
Right, right.
So the point here is that when the toxin or toxicity levels in the tissue rise, it gives the terrain in which the cancer can exist.
So, sort of like weeds in the garden.
Right. If you ignore the weeds, or better yet, in disturbed soil, the original plants don't grow. Instead, you get weeds. That's
yeah.
Why the back lots, or the last lot left in the subdivision, doesn't grow the natural forest or natural meadow that used to be there. Instead, it grows all kinds of nasty weeds like thistles and, I don't know what, pigweeds and all these nasty names.
Right. Crabgrass.
Yeah, all those. Instead of the natural prairie that you would expect there. Anyhow, so the point here is that we need to maintain the tissues. We need to maintain it with removal of toxins, and we talked about it in our previous podcast, and we'll probably come back to it again.
Yeah.
And
so
supply nutrients, and the class of the ellagic acid or the seed nutrients are those that especially are important for the functioning of the natural cell recycling system, the apoptosis.
And that's something I don't think people really think that much about, is, you know, how you can get nutrients to the cells that help the cells perform the way they were meant to perform.
Right. Well, that again, this comes to the way our society approaches just about everything. Instead of looking at the core underlying systemic function, we look at the problems and try to fix the problem by removing the symptoms of the problem.
Mm.
I'm reminded of the financial crisis, which has been created by giving too much credit where credit shouldn't have been given. And the remedy that the U.S. Congress is trying to put forward is to make more credit available.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of fighting fire with fire. I just hope that this whole thing doesn't unwind in a firestorm. Similarly, Similarly, in a human body, you know, if you create a problem that's like cancer, which is caused by toxins in the body, trying to cure it with a chemotherapy, more toxins, is just so backwards and so barbaric that just, you know, my mind staggers at that. Instead, we focus on removal of the toxins and returning the function back to normal.
And that's the key. Let right. our bodies heal themselves.
Precisely. So there are wonderful studies, you know, like we have on our website, for instance, scientific citations that relate to the use of ellagic acid in raspberries. And, you know, for the people who are scientifically minded or want to actually take this to their doctor, you know, like cancer is not a pretty thing, and you're made to feel very fearful in the hands of the oncologists, and they'll tell you, oh, you know, these natural things, they won't work, you need to come to us and we'll cut you and we'll burn you and we'll take that damn thing out of your body, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Instead, maybe they could turn to this website, turn to this scientific citations page on the ellagic acid section, and see all the citations. And there are like, oh, I don't know, 20 of them? All of these proper studies, well-researched, that show that the supplementation with antioxidant-rich ellagic acid will give you the relief. They will turn the runaway crazy cells back to normal.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
And that, I think that's important, too, to note that what we're talking about isn't just, you know, what you sort of think and have an opinion of, or myself. It's what, you know, some very, very good scientists have done studies on and tested and come up with.
Absolutely. This is serious research with solid backing.
So is there also an antiviral or antivirus component
effective
to this?
Oh, absolutely. Well, some people theorize that cancer is essentially a viral infection taken to the next level, you know, just run wild. So, absolutely, yeah, this same Elagiplex is actually a rejuvenator. You know, you don't have to take a bottle of Elagiplex because you have cancer. You can take it because you want to rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, understand that clearly, that a malfunctioning cell will be shut down and recycled with a normal cell. Well, what is aging if not a body that does not replicate itself correctly? You know, I gave the example of the brown spots on your face. Well, if you take sufficient quantity of this stuff, of this supplement, you will reverse that kind of effect on your body.
Very cool. All right, well, Martin, I think that brings us to the end of another very interesting Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. This is an area that I'd really had no idea about before we started talking about it, so thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to share it with myself and our listeners. And have you any last words before we sign off?
Well, I would like to say we have the seeds available as whole for people who have good, powerful blenders. You need to have a at least 12-amp blender to crush the seeds, something like Vitamixes or Blendtec or other high-end blenders. So for people who want to build their own smoothies, they can buy the seed mixes from us and do it that way. The Elagipure is milled and ready to be consumed, and it's the less expensive version because we only put the raspberry seed blend into this product. And then we also have a product that I mentioned called Elagiplex, which is a much more complex product. It has something like 80 or 100 different ingredients,
wow,
which everything that we know that we should throw at a cancerous body. It's in there. There are, well, I'm not going to go into making a detailed description of the product, but it's not just a preventive. This is for people who really need to step on it and do something quick.
Perfect. Great.
So that's that. Other than that, here's another example how Life Enthusiast Co-op helps restore vitality to you and to the planet. I would say thank you for listening.
And Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you or get more information about this interesting topic, where should they go?
Www.life-enthusiast.com, and this would be described in the Health Education Ellagic Acid Antioxidants.
Wonderful.
And if
they wanted to talk to you in person, because I know you're available.
I am available. Call 1-866-543-3388 or the phone that rings on my desk, which is 775-299-4661.
Thank you, everybody. This is the Life and Business Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. See you all next time.
Thank you.